Welcome. This lesson walks you through a repeatable Ableton Live 12 template I call the DJ Rap Cinematic Impact Blueprint for Pirate Radio Energy. It's an intermediate atmospheres lesson. You'll build one instrument rack with four parallel chains that give you chest-shaking sub, a present mid-hit, metallic top air, and a long cinematic tail that can be ruined and squelched into pirate radio grit. Everything uses Live 12 stock devices and is set up so you can drop this impact into a DJ-style drop or an intro marker and get immediate pirate energy. Start with a typical drum and bass tempo, around 170 to 175 BPM. Create a group track and name it Cinematic Pirate Impact. On a new MIDI track, drop an instrument rack and name it Cinematic Pirate Impact. Create four chains inside the rack and label them SUB, mid, top, and tail. We'll go chain by chain. SUB chain, the deep low body, drop operator or simpler with a clean sign into SUB. If you use operator, enable a single sign oscillator. Use a short amplitude envelope, attack around 4 to 8 milliseconds, decay between 350 and 600 milliseconds, sustain 0, and release around 600 to 900 milliseconds. After the instrument, add an EQ8. Give a low shelf boost around 40 to 60 Hz of about plus 3 to plus 6 dB, but watch headroom. We'll control mud with a global high pass later. Add utility and set width to 0% so your sub is mono. Keep this chain centered and clean. It anchors the hit in the chest. MID chain, the punch. Load a drum rack or simpler with a percussive transient sample, a processed tom, an 808 punch, or a short orchestral hit. Choose a sample with a crisp transient. After the instrument, insert drum bus. Set drive roughly 5 to 12, then dial crunch and snap to taste to add mid-range body. Add a saturator with drive around 2 to 5 dB using a soft sine curve and raise output to maintain level. Follow with glue compressor at about 2:1 ratio, attack 5 to 10 ms, release 100 to 200 ms, aiming for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction to tame the transient. Finish with a Q8, use a band pass somewhere between 120 Hz and 2.5 kHz depending on the sample. Carve any muddiness around 300 to 600 Hz and consider a slight boost between 1.5 and 3 kHz for attack. TOP chain, metallic air. Put wavy double or sampler on the TOP chain and pick a bright metallic wavy double or a sampled crash slash clank. Use a short envelope. Attack 8 to 15 ms, decay 700 to 1500 ms. Small release. Insert an auto filter set to band pass with a little resonance to emphasize metallic timbre. Map the filter center to a macro so you can sweep it later. Add grain delay or echo with a single repeat and low feedback to smear the top slightly. Delay time in the 40 to 120 ms range and spread 40 to 60% works well. Use utility to set width slightly wider than the mids, maybe around 100 to 110%. Tail chain. Cinematic reverb turned pirate. Drop a long pad, a reversed sample, or a long wavy-double pad into tail. Put hybrid, reverb, or reverb after it with a long decay between 2.5 and 5.0 seconds and pre-delay around 12 to 40 ms. Set dry slash wet initially 40 to 60%. We'll control it with a macro. At EQ8 after the reverb and high pass the tail between 200 and 400 Hz so it doesn't muddy the subs. Now the pirate treatment. Insert redux after EQ8. Set sample rate reduction moderate, about 40 to 60%, and bit reduction low, around 12 to 16 bits. Follow with a saturator or overdrive with small drive, 2 to 6 dB, and use a clip mode to taste. Add an auto filter with a narrow band pass and high resonance to simulate a radio tuner. Center frequency around 1 to 3 kHz is a good starting point. Map that center frequency to a macro labeled Pirate Squelch. Optionally set utility on the tail to a narrower width, about 30 to 40%, to make it feel focused like a pirate broadcast. Global processing. After the instrument rack on the group track, add an EQ8 for gentle low cut at 20 Hz and subtractive cuts as needed in the 200 to 400 Hz region. Insert drum bus for glue and character. Low boom and moderate distort or drive give overall punch. Optionally add a sidechain compressor if you want the tail ducked by your kick or snare. Add a utility to control global width. Default around 90 to 100% so mid stay centered and the top layers feel open. Macro mapping and performance controls. Create 5 macros and label them clearly. Macro 1. Impact intensity. Map the SUB output gain, drum bus drive, and MID saturator drive so this knob raises overall weight without clipping. Macro 2. Pirate squelch. Map reduct sample rate. auto filter center on top and tail and a little extra saturator drive. Turning this up increases the ruined radio character. Macro 3. Cinematic tail, map hybrid reverb dry slash wet, the tail chain output volume, and the tail decay where possible. Use this to pull the tail forward or back. Macro 4. Low cut. Map a global high pass on the group EQ8 from around 20 up to 300 Hz so you can quickly remove mud. Macro 5. Width. Map utility width for the whole rack for quick stereo adjustments. Fine tuning in context. Trigger the impact and balance SUB level so it sits in the mix without overloading the master. Keep the SUB mono. Automate macros for DJ rap style entrance. Start with low pirate squelch and full cinematic tail, then slam pirate squelch up at the hit to unleash radio distortion. Use short, aggressive automation, boost redux and resonance, and add a small LFO to the auto filter cutoff for a subtle wobble on the tail. Common mistakes to avoid. Too much sub. If the sign is clipping the master, lower SUB gain, ensure it's mono, and high pass other chains under 120 Hz. Overcrushing the tail. Heavy redux or bit reduction can kill clarity. Consider parallel processing or backing off wet slash dry. Tail too wide. Very wide reverb washes out the mix. Keep tail width around 30-50% and EQ out low end. Not mapping macros. Without macros, you lose the fast DJ control that defines the pirate energy. Losing transient control. Oversaturation on the MID can smear the click. Use glue compressor and gentle EQ. Overlong reverb for DJ contexts. Cinematic tails are long, but for live drops, keep decay controlled so the mix stays clear. Pro tips. Use a parallel return for tails so other tracks can send to the same cinematic reverb. Create a single radio switch macro that flips on heavy redux, narrow band pass, and high resonance for instant pirate mode. Small pitch modulation on SUB, plus or minus 3 to 7 cents, can add perceived weight without mud. For live sets, automate abrupt jumps in saturator and redux at the impact moment for a real pirate transmitter feel. Keep low frequencies mono, let mids and tops be slightly wider. For extra shimmer, use a very short hawse delay or subtle chorus ensemble on the top chain. Mini practice exercise. Build 3 variations in the same project. First, clean cinematic, pirate squelch off, cinematic tail max, impact intensity medium. Second, pirate radio slam, pirate squelch max, redux and saturator high, width reduced, impact intensity high. Third, hybrid short drop, short tail under 1 second, pirate squelch medium, and automate a rapid SUB pitch drop of about minus 12 to minus 24 semitones for 200 to 400 ms after the hit. Render each variation, place them on 3 scenes, play at 174 bpm, and practice switching scenes quickly to simulate a pirate radio DJ drop. Recap, you've built a 4-chain instrument rack using Lave 12 stock devices, sub, mid, top, and tail, with macro mappings for impact intensity, pirate squelch, cinematic tail, low cut and width. You learned how to keep subs, mono, control tails, and create macro-driven performance changes so you can move from cinematic to gritty pirate broadcast instantly. Use the practice exercise and the macro controls until switching between states becomes instinctive. Final tip, test each impact in headphones in a 2-track mix and in a full DJ mix. If the pirate character only reads when soloed, bring forward the most recognizable element, usually the top metallic hit or the pirate squelch, until it lands in the context. That's it. Build, map, practice, and drop the impact with confidence.